This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. If you have an early morning flight back home, you might consider leaving for the airport pretty soon, as we hear from CBS's Wendy Gillette.
This has been the busiest year ever for air travel in the U.S. The Transportation Security Administration says its top 10 busiest days of screening passengers are all this year.
I wasn't anticipating that.
It's also busy on the roads.
It's on the water right now.
Some who live in Texas and Louisiana are still dealing with the aftermath of at least 8 suspected tornadoes and flash flooding Thursday.
West Coast airports are currently experiencing the most delays, according to FlightAware. CBS's Rob Marciano says the weather may be a continuing factor in flying or driving home from the holidays this weekend.
Winter weather advisories are up for parts of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, much of southern New England, because it will start out as frozen precipitation and it'll be glassy across the roadways until at least 11 a.m., noon, or even 1 o'clock for places like Boston before things begin to warm up in earnest Sunday.
With the clock potentially running out on TikTok's future in the U.S., CBS's Linda Kenyon reports on efforts to save it, including arguments at the Supreme Court.
Oral arguments are scheduled for January 10th to determine whether to ban the social media platform in the U.S., unless TikTok agrees to divest from its China-based parent company. In a friend of the court brief, a Trump attorney urged justices to pause the ban from going into effect until the new administration can pursue what he called a political resolution to the issue. TikTok and the Biden administration also filed briefs, with the administration saying TikTok poses a national security risk. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Legendary sportscaster Greg Gumbel has died.
I'm Greg Gumbel. Welcome to the CBS Sports Update presented by Gatowet in the South Regional Championship.
Tributes are pouring in to honor the life and career of longtime sportscaster Greg Gumbel, who died Friday. His family released a statement saying Greg passed away peacefully, surrounded by much love after a courageous battle with cancer. Among his accomplishments, Gumbel spent decades calling NFL games on CBS and served as a studio host for the NCAA tournament. Greg Gumbel was 78 years old. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
Well, some lucky person has won the estimated $1.2 billion Mega Millions jackpot. Only one ticket in Friday night's drawing matched all 6 numbers to win the 5th largest Mega Millions jackpot ever. The winner can choose a cash option worth an estimated $549.7 million. All we know is that the winning ticket was sold at Sunshine Food and Gas on Ronda Road in Cottonwood, California, according to the Mega Millions website. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Something magical happens when you unbox the best of British TV with BritBox. Stream acclaimed series starring Olivia Colman, Idris Elba, Sophie Turner, Matthew McFadyen, and more of Britain's brightest talent. See what's inside. Discover something remarkable and uncover what perhaps you were looking for all along. Unbox BritBox and stream the best of British TV. Start your free trial at BritBox.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Scott Maiman reports from Australia on an issue between that country and China over the island of Nauru.
The new treaties aimed at reducing Chinese influence in the small Pacific nation.
In a peaceful, secure and economically resilient Pacific region.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. He says Australia, together with the US, will look after Nauru's security, banking and telecommunications.
It will strengthen Nauru's longer-term stability and economic resilience.
It's a big financial handout by the Australian government that will provide millions of dollars in budget support. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
Scotty Scheffler injured his right hand on a broken glass preparing Christmas dinner, forcing the top-ranked player to withdraw from the PGA Tour's season-opening event in Hawaii. That's the Century, a winners-only tournament starting January 2nd. His next scheduled tournament is January 16 in California. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with rain diminishing for tonight. Some areas of fog, lows only in the low 40s. For your Saturday afternoon, a mostly cloudy sky and mild. Highs in the upper 40s. Maybe a shower Sunday, high mid 40s. Right now it's 48.
Hello darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The will of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispered the sounds of silence.
Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
I'm not afraid to You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered round and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. Was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
WRJN, Bottom.
lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
Farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The story's in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Manage to make ends meet. Who finds the money when you pay the rent?
love you. But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, your life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
You showed me how to say exactly what you you say in that very special way.
You taught it to me too, exactly what you do, and now you love me too. Now you love me too. Now you love me too.
WRJN.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used. used to dream of long before I knew. Someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah. Since my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
Me. ships a day, lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. Loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say. She hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that fills with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete design. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the day. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so bright.
love you. I love you. I love you.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Airports and roadways are seeing many of us trying to get home from holiday travel. CBS's Skylar Henry reports from Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta.
My mom and stepdad made sure we got here early enough.
Most flights so far are taking off on time. A night and day difference from Thursday. We saw nearly 800 flights canceled. Passengers are advised to pay attention not just to where their planes are going, but where they're coming from.
What happens in Boston, what happens in Dallas, what happens in L.A. will impact what's happening here in Atlanta.
Airports are running smoothly right now. San Francisco International has the most delays, 38, and one cancellation, according to FlightAware. Days after a woman was fatally burned at a subway station in New York City, a man has been seriously burned at Penn Station there.
The man suffered burns to his legs and his upper body. We're told he is in stable condition and is expected to recover. The NYPD, MTA, and New York State Police are now trying to determine if any criminality was involved.
CBS New York's Alan Devlin reporting. President-elect Trump has asked the Supreme Court to put on hold the potential TikTok ban. BBC's Regan Morris.
Donald Trump says he opposes banning TikTok at this time. During his first term in the White House, Donald Trump attempted to ban